Hi, and welcome to the Quantum Removal of Infections training. Oh my goodness, lots of you have already signed in. Welcome. We have a long spinning. Adelia is on clothing strike today, so she's in her jammies. She said no clothes today. So I know sometimes I have that feeling too, like I'd like to be having a no clothes day. So she's having a jammy day.
Yeah.
So welcome everybody. Yeah, that's right. Welcome, everybody. We're going to get started. Let's see here. So I've just been working on something that we talked about last week. I'm going to show you that in a little bit. I'm going to, just a minute. Yeah. Oh, we just had it. Something come up on the screen we have to take care of or we're going to lose it. We don't want to lose it. Okay, sweetie. Down? Mm-hmm. Sorry, I don't want to lose it, so I'm just going to put some title there, and then we'll fix that later. Okay, so that was something that I'm just working on with the viral infections, how they come in, who is bringing them in, and all that stuff. So let me get our charts up. Okay, so today we're on fungus. The fungal infections, and we'll just keep clearing and keep going through things. And the chart today is doorknob. So if you wanted to start right now with doorknob, that would be fine. And we're going to just start as we always do with a prayer. Mother, Father, God, angels, golden legions, guides, gods, goddesses, saints, and sages of the greater and lesser traditions. We thank you for your presence on this call and for all the healing our bodies have experienced. We thank you for the profound awareness, the depth of what we're learning and understanding, how we're beginning to turn this, what feels like magical quantum activations into real science that can be translated and replicated with good results over and over and over again. We thank you so much for the outpouring of knowledge and wisdom. We thank you for the activation of good health and the restoration of knowingness, of knowing that our bodies are meant to live hundreds of years, knowing that we have inside us the formula, the recipe, everything we need to clear and remove that which is no longer serving us and really move into dynamic, youthful, vibrant, beautiful, radiant health. We thank you for stimulating goodness in us, stimulating awareness in us, and stimulating our intentions, our wishes, our hopes to create something better for ourselves, our families, our friends, our clients. We love you. We thank you for holding the space for this day, a day of clearing fungus, a day of beginning to understand how viral infections come in, and beginning to look at things in a whole new way. Thank you for the air we breathe, the water we drink, the people we love and the people who love us. We thank you for our families, our friends, our homes, our cars, the land we walk on and enjoy. We thank you for the birds of the air and all the sentient beings on this planet, including those of the water. We ask that you keep us safe and keep all beings safe. Amen. I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I've worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. and then a call to lighten as we lighten and release infections and we raise our awareness to a much higher plane. We sing, soft the night and sweet the spirit, gentle voices call our song. We are magic, we are wonder, when we live beyond the veil. Humankind, please raise your thoughts, bring a plane of peace and love. We the guardians of the pilgrims, we the authors of the play. And we are in the third training, so right in the middle here, fungus. And compassion is the answer to fungus as the opposite. So where you have hate and love as opposites, the dichotomy of fungus is compassion. And we're going to take a look at that now as we continue to clear programs. Anything that allows a fungal infection to stay, we're going to clear spiritual interferences, infections, and self, and activate a higher frequency vibrations in the body to stave off the fungal issue, identifying and clearing needed for transformation. So that is what we're up to today. And now we're going to go to the chart. Okay, sweetie, just a minute. Let mommy change the screen, okay? All right, so everybody, I'd like you all doing, just a minute, sweetheart. I'm going to make this a little bit bigger so people can see better. Good, good, good. Are you being a good girl today? Okay, I like when you're being a good girl. There we go. Okay, up. And in 6 days, Adelia starts preschool. She's got her school coming up really soon. Right, permission and ability to be free of all fungal infections in my body. Degenerative fungal programs and information reducing my immunity. Resilience to experiencing. Fungal infections permanently disappearing. Anchors, interferences of all kinds, DNA influences, programs for these infections, and autoimmune components. To reset the patterns with cellular neogenesis at 100%, feeling and function in these areas to wonderful with permanent improved results, removing altering, amalgamated, apathetic, controlling, damaging, delusion, disgust, evil, intertwined, observing, and suppressing. It affects a lot, perception, essence, matter in a different way. So I put matter in a different color, actually, on the chart because I got no, like, three times on matter, and yet we see it in matter. But the reason, I think, is because fungal infections appear in the seventh dimension. And so that's actually why they're so difficult to treat, like Western medicine has a really hard time, because it's not in the dimension that we are in. So we are clearing the area of matter, but in a unique way through this seventh dimension interaction. We're using doorknobs. Leather can also be helpful, especially with stuckness. And we think about that many years ago, I used some fungal medicine for my toenails. And that just felt so stuck. It was just so hard to get out. And at the time, it was way before I was doing quantum activations, I imagined the toenails falling off and new toenails growing in that didn't have fungus. And sure enough, that was what I was able to accomplish, the toenails, which I wouldn't recommend for anybody. But I just imagined them, and they did, you know, they kind of got rotten, and the whole toenail fell off, and a brand new healthy toenail came in. So that was what I did, gosh, more than, like 20 years ago I did that. There's a lot of spiritual interferences, especially that last column. a lot of demonic stuff with fungus, malicious, angry, falling apart, cruelty, angel death, demon, Satan, status hold, despair. So fungus has a pretty will destroyer, suppressing, uplifting, happy emotions. There's just a whole lot of stuff if you're looking at that chart. I will put it in the chat box. It also is already in support if you need it, or in trainings at julierenee.com. So if you need the chart before the class is over, you can reach out and they'll send you the chart. But it'll be up, should be up pretty soon in the next short while, because I sent this off about an hour ago already. And the other thing that I was anxious to show you, so everybody now is doing doorknob. Everybody's clear we're all doing doorknob. If you have difficulty doing doorknob for the whole hour, you can switch to the inner thigh pump, which we do. I'll show you that in a little bit after I go through the other chart. And then I did give you already fungal infection directions on how to work with fungal infections if you have them, mild, moderate, or severe. So that's already in the chart, too. Okay, and then we're going to take a look at something else I'm working on. This is what I didn't want to disappear at the beginning of class. I was like, uh-oh, something just looked like it was getting away from me. So as promised, last week I was really aware of something very different, and it might also apply, I wonder if it does, to fungal infections. It does. So fungal infections feel the same as the viral infections. They're not natural to the body. They don't naturally occur. So we might also add some fungal infections to the viral infections here that are created or manufactured or somehow developed. So I just started this morning on this chart. I've been percolating on it and thinking about, well, what do we want to look at, and what kinds of questions do we want to ask about these kinds of infections? Infection name, area of the blueprint, and what dimension is it affecting us in? I was just really aware that dimensionally, I think that's part of the reason sometimes things are hard to clear, because we're clearing in the dimension, whether we're in the fourth or fifth dimension. Most of you are in the fifth dimension at this point. But we're clearing in our dimension. And I think when you understand that you're clearing in the eighth dimension, you just have another leg up. You have more power if you know what dimension this is appearing in. So herpes appears in the blueprint in matter. Embodiment, and remember that embodiment is this, you know, it's like the soul or the chalice from the body to support the spirit to be there. So herpes appears in that dynamic, which was really interesting, because when I looked at that, because embodiment is the relationship and the protective relationship of body to spirit. So it's body to spirit, and then amplification law of attraction field. But look, when we look at the relationship, so if herpes was created by Satan, E4, it's a kind of demon, there's how it anchors in, there's our anchors for herpes. But the relationship with enveloping body to spirit, it causes suffering, torture, hopelessness, it activates the death is better program, decays relationships, activate shame, embarrassment, causes a great deal of stress, emotional stress, physical stress, adds a massive complication to life. And then I looked at the things that we asked, like in spiritual interferences. What are the spiritual interferences getting out of it? This is getting control, it exerts pain, it interferes with regeneration, it is able to observe and stimulate compulsion. And how it's created is it's designed, it imprints and is inserted, and is a receiver. The illness itself, herpes itself, the virus itself, is a receiver. I was able to get the nature of, I will obviously be getting the programs and spiritual interferences, those aren't here yet, apathetic, cruel, delusion, dominating, intertwined, satanic, and suppressing. So this is a different way to look at things, a new approach, but I think as we look, and we can just scroll down, I was just starting to begin this chart. I wanted, obviously, to get your clearing chart for today done. The HPV virus is in the fifth dimension. It affects matter, genesis, and amplification. And then I'll get the spiritual interference that brought it in, but it's a type 3 in the fifth dimension. It was developed. It's a virus that was developed. It's imprinted into and is a receiver. And actually, all of the ones that I wrote, I did five here, they're all receivers, which was fascinating to me. Hepatitis. Hepatitis affects matter, embodiment, and amplification in the third dimension, so a lower dimension. Manufactured and punched in is a receiver. HIV, AIDS, matter, and genesis, which is really interesting. I'm very fascinated with this whole exploration. I think each one of these will have its own page. It's in the third dimension. It's created. It was created. It's overlaid and inserted into the receiver. Epstein-Barr, matter, embodiment, and amplification in the sixth dimension, created, imprinted, punched in, and is a receiver. So I'm just showing you that I'm just starting to work on a way different, new way of looking at infections, which is more similar to the way that we approach the spiritual interferences and anchors. And it's very much a passion of mine to map this out. So over time, we'll be mapping out all the infections that have been created, manufactured, developed, that are in us. So I think we started with, and we might ask the question of every single infection, not just viral and fungal infections, but every infection. Was this manufactured? Adelia, no hurting mommy's hands. Okay, be a good girl. Just because people can't see you being naughty doesn't mean that you aren't being naughty. She'll be a good girl. Adelia combed her hair today. Didn't she do a nice job?
Yeah.
She took a brush and she brushed and brushed and brushed. She did a really good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a good girl.
Yeah.
Did you say good girl?
Good girl.
Yeah, good girl. She got new pajamas yesterday. They're 4T. They're so comfy because they're kind of loose. And they're super soft. I think that's part of the reason she wanted to stay in them today. Okay, so receiver, for Patricia asking, in the other classes we're looking at, is it a transmitter or a receiver? And so herpes, with its anchors, can receive information from spiritual interferences. So it can... like a spiritual interference can deliver information through the illness as if the illness were like an anchor or a spiritual interference. Now, I'm looking at it for the first time, so I'm not a complete expert. I'm asking the questions of the universe. I'm looking at the illness itself. I'm testing what's true, and I'm starting to see a completely different picture about why this stuff exists. There might be another question that we ask. Why are certain people receptive to certain things and not and don't get other things? So that, you know, I mean, there's some medical reasons. I know they feel that if you have a particular makeup that's more acidic, and so I know that you're more prone to, like, arthritis and cancer, that all those kinds of illnesses go towards a particular body type, or that you produce more cysts and tumors. That's all kind of the same kind of body type. And so we're going to be asking questions as we go through the year, as we go through the next this training and the next couple that are coming up, we're going to be asking new questions, questions we haven't asked in the past. Questions about why would my body be acceptable and or accepting of this? Or why would I not be resistant to this? Or how can I be resistant to this? And I think I know with absolute certainty my body will not have cancer again. And it is so completely aware of that. And even if I have the body type, I've been working on shifting the body type so I'm not the body type anymore for receiving that kind of thing, where it runs in the family. Everybody has cancer, and not just DNA. I think it's more than just DNA. It's body type. But you can override your body type just like you can override cycles. For example, when we start thinking about astrological cycles, I have people show me my astrological chart, and it doesn't really relate too much to who I am now because, of course, I've died a couple times and there have been lots of other things. I had a Vedic numerologist, an old gentleman from high in the Himalayas, tell me in my 30s that I'd already lived 7 lifetimes and that the charting that I had and the numbers that I had weren't that accurate, like the astrological charts weren't that accurate, that it wouldn't, yes, there would be some things that might still have an effect, but my personality, the way that things played out in life, the way that I understood them was very different than the lower chart that I came in with to come in with that lower family with all that violence and abuse. There was something else I saw just a few minutes before I started class, and I should have written it down. It has something to do, let me talk to you about this because I think you're going to be fascinated by this too. So one of the things that we look at is entitlements and why people won't get the big change are entitlements. But there's a special kind of entitlement that might even be a little bit invisible to you, and that would be a parental entitlement. A mother's entitlement, like she gave birth to you because you were going to take care of her in her old age. You were going to take care of her needs and her emotions. And this is the reason that she gave birth to you, that you were designated that role. And you might not even notice, or you might have noticed and thought, oh, I've broken free from that. I'm no longer in that role. I don't play that role anymore. I'm separated from my mother. And yet, the entitlements from birth and from pre-birth run very, very strongly, whether you're related to her or not. Those entitlements keep running. And so what you want to do is if your mother had an entitlement on you that said, you're going to give to me and you're going to give to everybody else and you're going to be my servant and my slave forever. And then she speaks to you with her mother prophecy, which we just added that program. So she tells you how it's going to be. She tells you you're going to have, you know, brown spots all over you. Your boobs are going to be down at your knees when you're 70. I can think of all the negatives. My mother is a constant prophecy of this is going to happen to you. You're still young yet, but all your hair is going to fall out. And all your blah, 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 blah. And she goes on and on and on. Blah, 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 blah. So that mother prophecy with the entitlement, because if you just cleared mother prophecy, which I had written down because I'm working on this. This is really amazing to me. So I was looking at mother prophecy and mother entitlement. So if I cleared mother entitlement for 5 hours, my clearings would dramatically shorten because my mother is riding off of some of the clearings that I do. And actually forcing spirit to have people in my space that are abusive or negative. And so this was just, I've been kind of unraveling this because there's a person who's a little bit like a stalker who was a student, and she's still in my space. And she's not in my blueprint, she's not in my field or my body, and she was courting into my work. She was courting into my work. But how in the world was she seeing me on the astral and hanging around my spirit at night, which she says she does? And I was testing that that was true. And that comes from that mother entitlement, mother pushing my spirit to do things. And, you know, I'm a very big spirit, so I'm doing lots of other things too at night. But she has this kind of like, I have dibs and ownership on this part of you. Sorry, I'm waving a pen at you. I don't mean to do that. But I just was finding this so, so interesting, just unraveling more details about why things work really well when they do and what we can do to make things work much better when they're not working as well as they should. Okay, I'm going to put the chart back up, and then we'll continue on now. We're working on, obviously, we're working on fungus. Oops, did I put the wrong chart? No, I put the right chart. We're working on fungus, and here we go. Yeah, and I share all of this, and I feel like my transparency helps you guys, that if you know that I'm a work in progress too, that I'm not perfect. Yes, I've cleared a lot, and my charts are generally pretty small. Yet I'm still working on complex issues, and I think we look at those things and we go, okay, if Julie Renee can do this, I can do this too, right? Okay, so I'm excited. I'm excited because we're bringing in something in a new way. We're looking at things in a new way. And each time we open the door, in each training the last couple of weeks, I pray before I start creating the charts and the slides and just, God, help this be the best ever of this, you know, clearing, and help us create a miracle for every single student, including me, in this area. And as I test, I don't have any infections, but I was looking at this as also finding my information. Why do something shift and not shift? I know somebody asked me yesterday about my hands, and believe me, I've worked on my hands for 10 years. And what it looks like to me is they may shift. I did another chart on my hands, but it looks like the mother entitlement and the mother projection seems to, you know, take precedence, or maybe other things too. I know I've cleared a lot of the DNA of others because we didn't even have arthritis in our family. That doesn't run in our family. So the DNA of others and resets was there. But then if you have somebody, so let me come back on the screen. My mom treated me like her slave. And my entire growing up, I was her slave. I was not acknowledged for the excellence in school or sports or my faith and the actions that I took. I was very active in the church, and I was, you know, doing volunteer work and all that. I never got any acknowledgement for that. But what I was her slave. And so when you have that on you, I was thinking we might change the way we teach the violence and abuse classes. Because if you don't clear the mother entitlement and the mother projection, the slavery on some bizarre level continues. And even if you're, you know, you're kind of like wondering, well, that projection of isolation that we experience a lot, Adelia and I, and, you know, we're up on a mountain and, you know, all the neighbors are connected and we don't seem to be as connected with the neighbors and that kind of thing, that comes through from the abusive mother who I've cleared, who isn't in, and as we tested, she wouldn't be in all kinds of places. But with the entitlement, she's running energy through. I wonder where that's happening, if that's happening in another dimension. Yeah, it's not happening in the blueprint. Ninth dimension. Huh. So interesting. So anyway, this is my big project this week, is to figure that out. Ninth dimension, not in the blueprint, but in the ninth dimension. Wonder if that's where we go when we're out of body, when we don't have a body. Like, my agreement to be born into this difficult family was to, you know, really project me into the world in a way where I really understood the depth of human suffering. So I picked one of the, you know, really tough families to come into so that I could come up through the ranks like you guys and really feel all the pain and suffering. I think that's one of my little pet peeves about the beings who channel, is they have no idea how hard it is to live on this planet and go through, you know, the worst of human health conditions, the worst of emotions and relationship, and they have no idea. And I think that's my little pet peeve about them. They're wonderful teachers, I know. But I feel like going through the difficulty gives us a much deeper level of awareness so that I can help you and myself, but I can help you. I can help humanity in a way that I couldn't if I were channeled. Okay, back to this chart. Good. Okay, so I think what I'm going to do is quickly, let's see, yeah, we're halfway through. I'm blasting, so I'm going to say hi. I'm going to answer questions and look at comments and things now. We're definitely on our way. We're about 30% into the chart. We definitely have to kick it up a few notches if we're going to get through this chart. But it's really good. So hi to Lisa, Christina, Maria, Annette, Jane, Kathy, Julie Bott, Julie C., Anita, Jyoti, Anne, Ilme, Johanna, Catherine, Jutta, Karen, Martha, Dale, Pam, Sheila, George, Jyoti, says hi to Adelia, who's not here right now. Martha, hooray for Jammy Day, yeah. And Judy, I figured, you know what, she's just got a few more days and she's going to be in school. She gets to have a Jammy Day if she wants. Judy, Johanna, and Jacinta, Jenna, Diane, Nettie, Carol, Marion, Arcady, Mari, Dawn, Penny Mae, and Shirley F. Look at that chart, yeah, Raju. Martha, are bacterial also another dimension? Very likely. So if we looked at bacterial infections, but we'd have to look one by one, Martha, because as you could see from the viral infection, let's see, most bacterial infections are fourth dimension. Are all bacterial infections fourth dimension? Fourth and fifth dimension, Martha. So actually, they really are much more physical because they're related to bacteria. We create bacteria, good bacteria in our bodies. So they're much more the nature of a physical body. Hi. Okay. Are we giving a kiss?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for the kiss. Yes. Okay. Okay. This is seriously impressive. Oh, yay.
Hi.
Hi. And there is a chapter or article where we can get understanding about dimensions as you are using that concept. We don't have anything written on that right now, Martha, so that might be something that I do a class on in the future. I think that would be great. But there are different dimensions on this planet. Hi. I think about 16 of them. We could find out more about them. Hi. All right, please, gentle with mommy, okay? Okay, please, gentle with mommy. That's a little hurt. Too rough. Too rough. Gentle with mommy. Okay. I thought Epstein-Barr was a virus in the herpes family, too. Okay, Adelia, that's enough. That's enough. Okay. It's too much. It's too much.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are many strains of herpes, and Epstein-Barr could be, but I separated them because what we're doing in that chart is we're going one by one. And, you know, if you wanted to separate 27 herpes viruses, we could. We probably won't do that today. Katie said hi to Adelia. What do viruses receive? I answered that, wow, interesting. That is absolutely awesome and revolutionary. Thank you so much for following your passion. There is a cancer gene, also a bacterial virus and fungal genes. Yep, and the cancer gene we remove. And so I removed the cancer gene from my body, and we removed that. So we had a medically documented woman who had a cancer gene big time, and her mother, aunt, and grandma died of breast cancer, and she also had the gene. And I removed that. She went back in and had the test again, and it showed that there was no cancer gene in her. It's so helpful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. That is my issue. Yes. Love your sharings. It does help me, I should say. And yes, please share, as it always vitally important. Amazing. Does this continue even if your mother is no longer on this plane? Yes, it does. Yep. Because the entitlement started before your birth. Yes, thank you for sharing your experiences. It helps me on many levels. And so it continues, but you can also clear it if you become aware of it. I think I've gone through the entitlements class, and I think that there's something unique to that kind of an entitlement where it's cleared out and yet it keeps surfacing. And so it's in a different dimension. It's a familial entitlement that seems to have been created as probably part of an agreement. I might have had an agreement with her, maybe not one that I wanted to keep, but one that she said, this is what we're doing if you're coming into my body. Does it help in the case of mother entitlement if you do the entitlement class for several times? It does help. Was it included? We didn't call it mother entitlement, but yes, it would help with the intention of clearing mother entitlement. Mother's entitlement and prophecy is very familiar, and this information is very helpful. It makes more sense to me. Thank you so much. You're welcome. Is it helpful for our children if we clear entitlement and prophecy that we inflict on them? Yes. That's a silly question, Dale. Of course it's really helpful. Yeah, we don't want to leave that in their space. Does the entitlement, I think, let me say something else about that, because I was thinking, I've been asked a number of times to teach parenting classes, and the thing that you can do is you can prophesy their goodness and their breakthroughs and their magic and their wonder. Like when we change a stinky poopy mess, I always say, and pretty soon, big girl, you're going to go potty on the potty chair and you're going to love it. It's going to feel so good. And we'll, it's going to be such a big girl. And, I prophesize her goodness. I prophesize the wonder and the magic. And we walk down the street and we walk by the neighbors who have goats and chickens and donkeys. And we go down there twice a day to go see them. I say, we are the luckiest people in the world. We are so lucky. And we see bunnies and we see birdies. And we are so lucky. We are so very lucky. We are so, and I think you can prophesy into your children goodness. And you can just all day long prophesy goodness. And they're going to live hundreds of years, and they're going to live in great health, and they are so loved. And you can use your words to create an amazing, amazing future for your children. Usually when I'm course correcting Adelia, I also give her the channel where she can go. So she was just a little too rough, and I said, that's enough now. But usually I'd say, Mommy likes it, if we had time to interact. Mommy likes it when I really love it when you kiss me in the lips and you were gentle, and then you go down and play. Or I might say something like that to give her the course correction with the something to do. So absolutely, if you prophesize negativity into your children, please take it out, please. And no entitlements with your kids. Don't run your energy through your kids. And don't expect them to take care of you. They may love you so much and enjoy your company. And it was more than just you were giving them birth and a good childhood, but they wanted to work with you a whole lifetime. I think that's another question you can start asking yourself. Did I bring the children in to work with for an entire lifetime, or was I the vehicle for them to get a great body and a great start and then launch off and they weren't meant to be deeply in my life forever. Because I think if you start looking at the nature of your relationship with the children you brought in, I think it'll give you a new level of peace and a new level of awareness. And I know that the three children I gave birth to, I was not meant to be in their life. I clearly was meant to give them a very good start and give them bodies that they could live in. It's so funny. Their bodies look just like their dad. They've got some of my nature. They do some volunteer work, and they definitely are good people. But they weren't meant to be in my life. And if I sat with and struggled with trying to make it different than it is, I would struggle. I would have sadness and regret. But if I thought about, no, that was something that I gave them a start, and that was what I was doing in this lifetime. I wasn't giving them a lifetime of friendship and encouragement. That wasn't what they needed from me. They needed their start from me. And then you can look at that and you can say, well, are we meant to, and you can muscle test that. You can see, did we set this agreement up for a lifetime? Did we set this agreement up for childhood? I know when I look at the agreement with Adelia, it's a very strong and very happy agreement. So I know I'm going to go through whatever I go through with her. But we have an agreement of profound love and caring, and there's a very deep and happy connection. And at least for now, it looks to me like a lifetime of joy together. So think about that. Hi, sweetie. Are you happy? Are you a happy girl? You're so happy. Oh, you're so happy. You're a happy girl. Peekaboo. Peekaboo. That's helpful for our children. Okay, that one I said yes to. Does boo. Mommy has to look at the screen right now, okay? Boo. What does entitlement continue? Does the entitlement continue even after my mother has passed? I answered yes to that one. So do I make a chart and set an intention to clear the ninth dimension of this mother issue? It's the same for me. You certainly could, Julie. If you just added that to the entitlements class chart, I mean, if you have the ability to make your own chart, perfect. And if you added it to the entitlements class chart, just mother entitlement and the ninth dimension, that would clear. It would clear. It won't clear as fast as, like I got for myself, it was going to be 5 hours. So it probably, if you have that strong of an entitlement, we had a pretty, thank you. We had a pretty scary historical family. So a lot of demonic stuff in the family. My grandpa, my mother's father, was a really bad man. So I just look at that and I go, okay. You know, I can see that and go, okay, that's complication. It's funny. I picked the worst of the worst, right? I picked a really, my mother's side is really pretty tough people. If we have lives in other dimensions, can we bring it over to this dimension so we heal it on both? I don't think I understand that question. You think that you have bodies and lives in other dimensions?
Mama.
Is that what you're saying?
I know.
Adelia, is it ready for bed? Ready for bed now? Okay, stop. Adelia, Mommy doesn't think that's funny. I don't think that's funny. We'll get a spanking. You're going to get a spanking. You want a spanking? Mommy doesn't think that's funny. I don't think that's funny. No, I don't think that's funny. class on dimensions.
I think blue, but I
went. Anything to do in the blueprint today? I'm not sure about that, Annette. It didn't come up. We help wee ones on this. My son, 4 years old, wouldn't probably do pump for himself. Yes, yes, of course, you would. You would pump for your children. Have we not discovered all impacts on us? And that is why we don't feel we have cleared 100%, or can the influences impact us after we've cleared them? I get a yes to both of those, Karen. Elena says hugs to miracles to everyone. Anne Marie, we are so lucky to be here. Good. Do we use doorknob to clear entitlements? We have imposed on children. I think with your children, Christina, why don't you just use chopping? But, you know, karma clearing will help a lot with that, too. I would probably go through the karma clearing process. You can just use the meditation CD on karma clearing, or you can take the karma clearing class, and then also entitlements. Because it's really you, you ending the entitlement. If you put it on your children, it's going to clear pretty fast. Can fathers attach entitlements to their kids? Absolutely, yes. Yeah. I appreciate your understanding of agreements. Thank you always for sharing your experiences and your growth. Yay. Beautiful way to look at what is creates a very loving space. Thank you for the inspiration. Thank you, Julie Renee. You answered my question. Do you have a master list of DNA issues? I do not, Judy. I definitely do not. I mean, that might be what I saw a few months ago. It's been maybe towards the beginning of the year. I saw that August, everything would start changing. Okay, you have to be quiet, okay? And that I would start working with science more than what we had up until now. That something would shift for me, and I would have completed what I needed to get from the way I was teaching, and that I would start working in a different way. And sure enough, you know, August 15th, last week, kaboom, I had that feeling like it's all changing. So that might, at some point, we might create that. I think DNA is kind of endless, but we could look at all the things that the students ask for when they come into the DNA classes. And we could look at those issues too. And why, you know, when you say about DNA, there's a question about why. So Annette, or whoever, I think it was Annette, asked if I was doing a blueprint clearing today, and I'm not. So I'm not going to do one. But I will check next week if there was one or two fungal things that we need to clear in the blueprint. Yeah, there are three things we can clear in the blueprint next week, but I'm not going to do it today. Okay. So why would a family pass down a cancer gene? And why would a family pass down Parkinson's or arthritis or whatever? Why would a family do that? That's not good programming. It doesn't make any sense to have that in the DNA. So then we have to ask another question, which is really exciting, but we're not doing DNA today. But we have to start asking, well, who put that there? Is that DNA splicing? Why is it there? So I think those are really, really good questions. Okay, come on. You want to say hi? Everybody wants to see you. Appa. Okay. I'm not going to do that, Adelia. You either? Okay. Bye. Bye. Help your adult children. You can definitely remove entitlements and projections from them that you put on them. So you definitely can do that. And then, no, that's interrupting, Mommy. So you definitely can help them by taking anything that you put on them off of them. You can end the karma so that they're not obligated to you. You can take your energy out of their space. you can end, you know, take out your cords that you put in their space. Cords are really authenticated from people to people. So that's not so much, you know, some nefarious alien. It's some part of us sticking cords into people. So you can take those out. Yeah. Did you say there are fungal genes? I didn't say that, no. There might be. Let me check. Is there DNA for fungus? Yeah, there is. And we have that in the clearing, if there are DNA and fungus. I do get there are. This all sounds quite complicating with viruses and dimensions. And there is a lot for future classes, but do we still receive results also after going through this course? Well, Christina, I think this course is spectacular. And you look at the volume of stuff that we're clearing, and we'll probably keep approaching the trainings like this because we couldn't possibly address every name of every infection for everyone. So yes, you're going to get great results. You're going to get wonderful results. And for those of you who have been in the infections class before, so I think I candidly told you, right? I told you that I was the one that I talk about. I was the one who had 27 infections when I started clearing infections. I was the one who had 27 infections. I don't have any infections. I have zero infections. So I didn't know any of this information when I cleared 27 infections. I did not use antibiotics. I did not use antivirals. I did not use antivirals. I cleared it using these techniques. And we've even added so much because we've got that advanced interference. We've got a lot more anchors. So, yes, you're going to get a great result. Yes, a great result. I'm just saying that we're taking it to a level that I think it'll be more scientific, so that we get everything, we understand why it's there. We haven't done that before. We haven't looked at it, and it hasn't even made sense to look at it. Like, what is it doing? And I think even this morning when I was picking up, well, all of these five that I've listed are receivers. Well, what are they receiving? I mean, that's actually a very interesting question. Are they just receiving pain signals, or what are they receiving? Did she get stuck? Okay. Oh, you are very stuck. Okay. There you go. Okay. Ah, that's good. So I will, and you're welcome to remind me, but I will put it into my notes. We need to just do three things in the blueprint next week on fungal when I'm doing, I think it's parasitical next week, which will have more probably in the blueprint. I'm making a note for myself too. If someone wants to remind me, that's all right. You can. I at one point thought, what would it be like if we created something that was a little similar to like a WebMD, where we had the solution to herpes, or we had the solution to, Adelia, please calm down. It's too noisy. That's her baby. She's pretending the baby is crying. But what if we had a site where people could go and they could get the formula? And then we were also looking at virtual reality, where they could get the formula in virtual reality to cure anything. And we had it all mapped out, whether you did pumping or there was a way to deliver it with virtual reality that was different but included all of this. What would that be like? I don't know. I mean, I'm just starting to ask questions about how do we use the delivery systems that are available right now, and that's pretty spectacular, to get this to a much larger group. Because what I saw years ago was that we needed to reach 5 million minds. And in our beautiful academy, we have about 600 active. We have about 15,000 people who follow us, but only about 600 really active students. As you can see, we have about 80 students in this class. So we're not getting to 5 million minds in this kind of, you know, training. And I love doing this. I absolutely love it. And I'm just looking at, you know, how do we reach a larger audience? Because that is the fulfillment, the complete fulfillment of the mission. That would fulfill the purpose for my being here. So that just, you know, just asking questions. How do we do that? LightMD sounds like a great website, yeah. Receiving, maybe they are magnetizing negativity. This could program in receiving miracles instead. Well, I think you'd want to end the receiver on the illnesses for Elena. I don't think we want illnesses to receive information from aliens. Yeah, for Patricia, I see that distortions were caused by traumas from ancestors, but why would we pass them on? We wouldn't want to pass them on. That's my questioning. How does that get hooked in? Love Adelia. I have four girls. I so love her in class. Oh, good, Julie. Oh, yay. No, it's not nothing. No, it's not receiving from you. We would be transmitting if we were sending something out. It's receiving something from them. Yes, Adelia has gotten ants in her pants. She is the ants in her pants queen. She has, excuse me, a loud voice. It's a shriek. She does a shriek. I will say she is very happy. She's a happy girl, and that's good. Oh, that's all right. That's all right, Elena. If you look at the chart, and it's perfectly fine, you'll see. I'll show you the chart again in the next few weeks as I work on it and get some more in there. Who created it? Because who created it or who designed it or who, I don't know, molded it or whatever the words are. There's a few different ways that it's brought in. It's brought in by an alien, usually, not always. And we're going to discover that. So that's what we're looking at. I just was thinking, well, why? And then we see the suffering and the humiliation and all that stuff. Yeah, I know, Patricia, I understand what you're saying, but there's some kind of a hook. I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying. So it could be an entitlement hook, or it could be something that's passing the disease, because I wouldn't think that any mother would ever willingly pass any illness to their child or grandchild, ever. We wouldn't want to. We wouldn't want to put that in our DNA. So it's against our will to pass on a trauma. I wouldn't want Adelia to go to the trauma, through the traumas I've gone through. And as a matter of fact, I think about it. I Rebecca has had a few talks with me about you can't overprotect her. She's going to experience what she is, and that's going to shape her and give her a strong personality. So, yeah. Don, I haven't talked about fungus being a receiver. I've done nothing about funguses. I talked about viruses. I think we're starting to get a little off track here. So we don't have anything that says funguses are a receiver. We don't have anything that says funguses are anything other than, and what I did say is how hard they are to clear is that they're in the seventh dimension. And knowing this and clearing the seventh dimension aspect of the fungus being in the body can really make a difference, because you know that it's not in the fourth or fifth dimension that you're in. And we don't have any information on dimensions yet, and I might teach a class on dimensions. Okay, so let's just stay right on. Take a breath. We're asking weird questions of the universe, like what had dawned on me yet last week when we were looking at viruses is none of these are natural. They're created by somebody. Who are they created by? And why are they there? and what is their function. And when I was just asking at the beginning of class, I wonder, fungal infections don't seem natural either. They don't seem like they're naturally occurring. They seem angry or mean. They seem demonic to me. Fungal infections seem mean, don't they? To me, they do. They just hurt. They're gnarly. And then I said, it looks to me like fungal infections are also something that's created or designed or, you know, like we understand that when you watch a movie that's like an action movie that's kind of a thriller and they have bioweapons and things like that, we understand the concept of bioweapons, right? We understand that sometimes a virus can be introduced to a population as an attack or as a control or something. So what we're now doing is we're just asking questions about why are these here and how do we completely clear them. And the charts that we're doing are spectacular and they will definitely help you. And then the information we're getting are things that we've never asked before, and so we're looking at it as if it's like we've looked at the anchors and like we've looked at the spiritual interferences. We're looking at the elements that we have never asked before about how did they get here. We're just not going to be blindly, oh, that's that virus, and we're going to pay attention to all the things the virus does. Medicine has done that. Let's pay attention to some degree about how it anchors, where it comes from, what programs are activated, what dimension, what part of the blueprint, so that we have this information for clearing. And the whole purpose of this is to gain knowledge and power and be able to fully and completely clear and be the master of your body, to never have an infection in your body again. That would be such an amazing result from this class. Okay, well, we're going to end with a song. Why don't we do In the Stillness? And okay, and we're 98% through. Two more minutes and we'll be done. 98% through and I'll keep blasting. In the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am, I am essence, I am breath. I am light of God, I am. Nitti, I think you might have just put that up after I answered the question, but we were 98%. You need to stay in for another couple minutes. Do you want to say happy day?
Yes.
Happy day? You want a kiss?
Yes.
Want to say happy day?
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
All right, and for those of you who are coming into Year of Miracles tomorrow, let me remind you, please, if you can come in on time, I'm doing a reboot for everybody who's on time from 9 to 9:10 to boost up your brain regeneration. So everybody who's in Year of Miracles, maybe sign in 5 minutes early. That would be really great. And I'll actually open up the window a few minutes early, so we'll be live a few minutes early, so we can right at 9 o'clock, I'm going to do a reboot for everybody who's there. So spend 10 minutes just making the brain regeneration even stronger. And I saw a couple that had reduced brain activation. Okay, stop it. No. Okay, say bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
You say I love you. Say I love you. Love you. And say have a happy day.
Have a
day. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Okay. Okay, bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. I think this is it.
The moderator has...